Welcome back, everybody, to Advent Daily. Today is the first Friday of Advent, and it's also the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception.
It's a wonderful day, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful day to be able to serve you. Question for you. Have you been blessed by these videos? If you have, would you consider helping us bless others by becoming a monthly financial supporter? You know, our monthly supporters allow us to do this, to give our time to creating the videos, and it allows us to keep all our content free, accessible, and shareable for the world. If you've noticed, nothing of our content is behind a paywall. But to be able to show up and serve you this way, we need people to show up in our lives and to support our apostolate. If that is a possibility, we would greatly appreciate that. You could head over to kenandjanelle.com. That's our personal website where there's the option to support us on a monthly financial basis, but we really appreciate that consideration. So today we will share with you what stood out to us in St. Alphonsus's messages of his daily sermons.
Brute animals that have been made for sensual delights find peace in earthly goods, give to an ox a bundle of hay, and to a dog a piece of flesh, and they are content. They desire nothing more, but the soul, which has been created for no other end than to love God and to live in union with Him, shall never be able to find peace or happiness in sensual enjoyments. God alone can make her perfectly content. Hey, that's my quote.
Is it?
It is. Look it.
Okay. Well, tell me your thoughts.
All right. Well, I feel like this is very, very true. There's so many things in the world that just leave me absolutely empty. Like, you know, if you find yourself mindlessly going through the news feed on like Instagram or Facebook or something like that, or maybe there's different apps that you guys use, but I just feel so empty afterwards. I'm just like, oh, that just was not, I just, ugh, why did I do that? Or even, you know, if you overindulge in food, ugh, why did I do that? You know, just leaves you feeling empty and just not good.
I find St. Alphonsus interesting here because he compares the animal to the person.
Mm, right.
And that the animal does get satisfied when it eats its bundle of hay. If you're an ox, I don't know if there are any ox watching today, but I mean, that's what satisfies an ox, is a bundle of hay. Sensual pleasure, he says, does not satisfy the heart. It does not make us content. So we, human beings, are different than animals. But when we start searching for our peace in sensual pleasure, we become animalistic. Mm. And this is what's happening within our society right now. In general, people look for peace in pleasure and they will not find it. So they keep on looking, they keep on looking, and they keep on looking. As a result, what happens? The limit on what's appropriate keeps on getting pushed out further and further and further because people are not finding what they're looking for. Mm. You can see this in what is considered appropriate sexual behavior. What was inappropriate 20 years ago is now mainstream now. Why? Because people are looking for peace in something outside of God. They're looking for peace and pleasure, and it will not be found. There is no rational limit now restraining sexual deviant behavior. And the way that God has created us is that our reason should govern our feelings and desires, but we have it inverted. Now our feelings are governing our reason. And you can see this in a very clear example. A man feels like he's a woman. So he reasons, therefore I should act like a woman, or vice versa. Or a child feels one day that they should be a dog. So adults in their life reason, wow, he should act like a dog then, because he's a dog. He should identify this way. Because feeling has become elevated above reason, and so the feelings now govern the reasoning. This is not how God has intended things to be. It's our reason. We have a rational soul that is supposed to govern our feelings. And so reason tells us we have a nature. God has created us male and female, and that we are to act according to what is objectively true. And we use reason, not feeling, to observe that. And certainly God wants our feelings to conform to the objective truth. And when they don't, well, then we say, well, this feeling is disordered. It's not conforming to the truth. And so as a result, what happens? Now, feelings run our society and people are running into despair. Because when you look at these sexually deviant behaviors, and there's a whole list of them now, right, that are mainstream and are trying to be normalized, mm-hmm. we have to understand a person is really looking for peace. That's what they really want. And it's a cruel thing, particularly for the church, if we do not, with a clear and charitable voice, proclaim the truth about human sexuality. It's a very cruel thing, because what we're doing is we're setting people up for a life of despair and eternal ruin, potentially. And so that we have to pray for our bishops, we have to pray for our priests to have the voice to clearly proclaim the truth mm-hmm. of what it means to be a man and a woman, mm-hmm. what it means to have a good, healthy family,
right?
What's good for little children. No one's defending little children. You know, what's good for them? The church needs to have a voice in this area. In my opinion, is that the voices have gone silent. There is very few voices now, priests and bishops, who are willing to take a stand against this great diabolical disorientation that is flooding the airwaves and into our families. And so we need to pray for our leaders. Because, you know, lady can only do so much. It's like the lady can only go as far as the leadership is leading them. It's like the law of the lid. It's hard to go beyond those who are leading you. Mm-hmm. And so we need to pray.
Mm-hmm. This actually reminds me of a quote from a few days ago from St. Alphonsus, and he's talking about, you know, the first advent, you know, how the Old Testament, it was a long time. People had to wait a long time. But it was like the Lord allowed them to experience the suffering of sin before he returned so they could experience the greatness of his redemption. And I think, like, Lord, how far are you going to let us to get into sin? You know, like, I think of abortion rates, euthanasia. Now in Canada, it is like skyrocketing. Or, you know, just all the freedom and the, what's the word? Or the license when it comes to sexuality. It just feels like anything's okay. Anything goes. Let's celebrate all. And I just think, Lord, how long are you going to let us sit in this state of society?
You know, some of these things, you know, sexually deviant behaviors, mm-hmm. people who are pushing them don't want their behaviors simply to be tolerated. They want their behaviors to be affirmed and celebrated. I think because they realize that what they are experiencing is not enough. Mm. And so maybe if they experience this a blanket acceptance, then they will find exactly what they're looking for. I also think you brought up euthanasia. It's worth mentioning here. In Canada, the laws are just like crazy. And maybe in the future, I'll have a guest on to talk about this more. And if somebody is suffering from an illness that is the medical people around them deem as their death is in the foreseeable future, near foreseeable future, well, then they can end their life prematurely through something we call MAID, medical assistance in dying. Taxpayers pay for this. And so people are killing themselves in the hospital. Why? Well, because they feel down. They feel depressed. Those feelings are real. And those feelings are governing their life. Mm-hmm. The truth is their life has great dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the truth.
From conception to natural death. Mm-hmm. And so here again, we have it inverted. The feelings are governing our life instead of the truth. Mm-hmm. That each person is loved by God unconditionally, and their life has value from mm-hmm. the moment of conception until natural death.
Right, but who's going to tell them that? Who's going to tell them that?
Well, you know, if the only people that will be the church. That's the only real voice of reason.
Unless you have like a really good doctor, really good nurse, which there are many. But now most people have bought into the lie that, yeah, maybe it's a good time to go.
You know, but We have many priest friends, you know, being in ministry for almost 25 years, and one of them shared with me now how they have to, when somebody asks for a funeral, they have to ask now and be sure about the cause of death. Because we have Catholics who are requesting medical assistance in dying, and then
they want a Catholic funeral.
They want a Catholic funeral. This is so backwards. And so so we even have people within the pew, within our churches, mm-hmm. that have been brainwashed by these evil lies, and they are evil.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, you know, people can be raised Catholic and practicing Catholic, and yet they still don't understand their dignity as a human being and how it's only up to God when life begins and when life ends.
But you know, this comes down to money. In the eyes of the government, the sooner you can get that person out of that bed, the cheaper it is going to be. So this comes down to the bottom line. In the government's eyes, it's a money saver.
Right. Well, that's because here in Canada, we have publicly funded healthcare.
Yeah.
Or I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and this is one of the downfalls of it. There's mm-hmm. some good parts of it, but this is one of the evils of it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, enough about Canadian issues.
How long have we been talking? Lastly, if you would consider supporting us on a monthly basis to help our apostolate and help serve people with the truth of the gospel, we would greatly appreciate it. Also found at the end screen, that opportunity and link in the description. Pray the rosary with us here at the end. Comment below. We'll read every comment, and we will see you on Monday. We take the weekend off. See you Monday, guys. God bless you.
Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee.